You're listening to The Cat Business Show, and I'm Kat. And I'm joined by Craig Gibson, Head of Digital Marketing for City Digital, a new agency based in Cambridge. Craig, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Alison. Thank you for having me on.
That's no problem. Perhaps a good place for us to start, maybe a little bit, telling us a little bit about what City do.
So, of course. As you mentioned, we are a new agency in Cambridge. We're a full service agency. So what I mean by that, we cover everything across digital marketing. So that would include search engine optimization, or SEO, paid search, social, and including paid social as well, and even content as well. So we do content marketing, and we can help with that also. But essentially, all of your digital marketing needs, you know, we have a team of specialists that can help.
Excellent. So I'm a business, and I'm looking at my marketing mix here, and I've got some traditional, but digital is where it's all happening for us now, isn't it? What are the advantages with going digital?
I think for me, really, across a lot of the mediums, it's more measurable in my mind, first and foremost. So with tools such as Google Analytics, for example, any kind of online campaigns we can track with tracking codes and so forth. So for instance, if someone was to click on a link, be it an advert through Facebook or even through paid search in Google, you know, we can track that, and that all comes back to analytics. So we get some nice meaningful data and reports. On the flip side, with traditional, what I would say is that the reporting, I don't think it will ever be as comprehensive as what we get with digital, but I think there have been a lot of improvements made in that arena as well. But for me, digital in terms of tracking is one of the biggest.
It's a big thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Because, of course, what you want to know is how effective your campaign is at the end of the day, don't you?
Of course.
So I'm looking now at doing a digital campaign, and my starting point is obviously going to be, who am I going to speak to? And with digital, there's quite a lot of advantages on that, I understand. Can you talk me through a little bit about that?
Yes, of course. I mean, if you're looking to do a digital campaign, be it Facebook ads, for example, or, you know, even be it paid search, the level of targeting and obviously reach that you have is huge. So if we were to look at Facebook ads, for example, it's just one medium that we offer, you know, you could reach a target radius within a postcode. You can target the whole UK. You can, you know, you can target a specific gender and age range, and you know, you can target people on how many cars they have at their household, their job title, and so forth. The list is endless. So one of the main benefits is really the amount of data and the level of targeting available, which you don't really have with traditional. My mindset is very much that, although traditional marketing, I do feel has a place, just to be clear, I think it's more of a kind of scattergun approach sometimes.
Right, okay. So I'm looking at maybe doing my campaign then, and you've mentioned Facebook. I mean, social media is where it's at, isn't it? But we all deal with social media in engagement. But if I was to do an advert then, if you would just like to tell me what the options are available for me, for let's say, for example, a Facebook campaign.
Of course. I mean, when it comes to running a Facebook ad, the first thing you'd need to get right is your objective, because there's many different campaigns that you can run. So, for instance, you'll have an awareness campaign. So you might want to raise brand awareness. Then you'd look for impressions, which would be the amount of people that have viewed the ad. So you'd look to reach as many people as possible and not necessarily get perhaps engagement or clicks. It's a branding exercise. You've also got conversions. So conversion campaign would be very popular. This would essentially be devised to send people to the website and obviously transact if you're selling a service or product for your website. They're the two kind of main options. Also, if you have an app, you can run app install campaigns. If you've got an event, you can attempt to raise attendance to that. And even if you're a retailer on the high street, you know, you can run a campaign to increase footfall to your store. So there's many options available. So firstly, in my mind, is getting that objective right.
Right, so I know, you know, to start with, I'm going to decide to do, let's say, an awareness campaign. And you mentioned a few moments ago about segmentation, and I can actually do this down to maybe geography, down to postcode, or and demographics, you were saying, though, down to somebody maybe having a car.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can do it on job titles. So, for example, if you're in the recruitment industry, you might want to be looking, or you might be looking to recruit someone for a specific job title. You can target via job title. If you're insurance, you can actually target when someone's policy is due to come up for renewal. So the level of targeting to someone that's looking at this for the first time is somewhat scary, because the data is there. There is so much data there. It's you know, the possibilities are endless for a small business. You know, what I would say is I can't think of an industry where their customer wouldn't be there.
Right. Wow. So I can target very specifically, and then I've decided on my objective. So let's say I'm doing the awareness that I mentioned there. How would I then go about creating the campaign itself if I wanted to, say, get impressions? What do you mean by impressions for a start?
So, yeah, just to be clear, so if it's a brand awareness campaign, impressions would be views, for instance. So you would look to, instead of a conversion campaign where you might want to get clicks and people transacting on your website, a brand awareness campaign will just look for impressions. So essentially views. It tries to maximise views. It makes sure as many people that are possible in your segmented audience can see your advert.
Right, I see. And I would tell Facebook at this right at the start of the campaign, would I?
Yes. I mean, Facebook will make some assumptions based on the objective of the campaign that you choose. So, for instance, if you choose a conversion campaign where you want people to transact on your website, then it all kind of gear you towards that with some of the predefined options. If you choose a awareness campaign, then it will give you some options, you know, and it will adjust the bid so that it's focused on, you know, increasing awareness of your brand, for example. So Facebook will essentially kind of gear you down and put you down the right kind of track, so to speak.
Right. And now you mentioned there about adjusting the bid. Was that some sort of terminology I need to know?
Of course. So when it comes to bids, it works somewhat like paid search, and let me explain. So you can set a lifetime budget, and it can be very cost effective. This is why it's very appealing to small businesses. To give you an example, you could run a campaign over a week for as little as £15, you know, and you could probably target for that 200 to 300 people. Right. Or you could target thousands of people, but that, you know, the clicks you could get would be anywhere from 200 to 300, depending on obviously your ad copy, which we could perhaps discuss later. But that's one of the main benefits.
Yeah, it sounds very cost effective, which makes it appealing as well as the analytics,
of course,
doesn't it? So so I'm now creating my campaign, and I've decided it's going to be all about impressions at this stage, and I can set a time limit presumably as well.
You can. So Facebook will give you the option to set a lifetime budget, whereby you say, I don't want to spend more than X, and then you define in the calendar simply how long you want to run that campaign for. On the flip side, you can set a daily budget if you wanted to and set that to run for forever, but you will have full control. And I think what businesses need to be aware of is you'll never spend more than your limit that you put in there.
Right, so there's some safeguard there for me.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so you mentioned also about the content of the advert being important. What options have I got there?
So when it comes to creating the ads, you do have a few options. You've got four main options in terms of how it's going to appear. So you've got carousel, which is essentially where you'll have a little bit like a slider, so to speak. You'll have obviously 3 to 4 images, much like a carousel, and they will rotate. You've got a single image, which you can have as well. A video, if you wanted to, you can now have video ads. And you've also got a slideshow, so if you wanted to, you could have that option also.
And what would be the best choice? Is that dependent on what I'm trying to achieve or the company?
Yeah, I would say it's dependent on what you're trying to achieve. For example, if you were a retailer perhaps and you had quite a few products that you wanted to showcase, then you might go down the carousel route. If you were offering a service, in contrast, you might want to have just one image that you kind of focus on. And what I would say is when you do come to creating the ads, Facebook have actually teamed up with Shutterstock. So you don't have to be, you know, a graphic designer or know everything about design. You'll have a library of stock imagery that you can choose from for absolutely free.
Right.
And then you essentially would just add your text to it. So the one thing I would just say on this is there is some compliance, and it's nothing to scare anyone, but Facebook say that if you're adding any text over the actual image itself, that should be around no more than 20%. But in my opinion, just avoid that altogether, because again, you have the option to add your own text to the advert, which appears above and underneath the image. You don't need to be adding text over the image itself.
So for effectiveness, I'm best to put my image up there, and then somebody's more inclined to click or to take out the brand.
Absolutely, absolutely. And another thing to add which is quite important, and this is sometimes overlooked, is you can also add call to action buttons. So for example, learn more, shop now, book now, you know, and this is proven to increase the actual click-through rate and the effectiveness of the ads.
Right, so if I was after conversion, I would definitely be looking at doing that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Wow. Okay, so I'm doing my, let's say, a whole social media campaign. I also want to run this on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Is that as effective as Facebook? I hear Facebook's the be-all and end-all, but is Twitter good?
I think Twitter has a place. In my experience, Facebook ads can be more effective. And that's simply because I feel personally they've got more data there. You know, the level of targeting you can do with Facebook is great. Having said that, Twitter are playing catch-up a little bit. So, for example, through Twitter ads, you can target conversations, be it happy or negative, around a certain subject. You can do that around TV shows as well, which is quite popular. So, for example, if someone's talking about the Bake Off and for whatever reason you wanted to target that, you could get involved and show your ad to people that are engaging around that particular TV show.
Right, so it sounds a little bit different to Facebook. What you were saying there about the segmentation of Facebook, that sounds wonderful because presumably they've got a lot of data on their algorithms and stuff.
Absolutely.
Whereas Twitter are looking at matching with content by the sound of it. Is that correct?
That is correct. I mean, don't get me wrong, you can still show ads to a kind of predefined audience based on age, location, and some of the key demographics that you get in Facebook. But from my personal experience, it's also more expensive. So for me, it's a no-brainer. I think for small businesses or even medium and large businesses, you know, Facebook, with the vast data that they have, the targeting available and the cost effectiveness, it makes more sense really to kind of go down that route. But as I say, depending on what industry you're in, Twitter does have a place as well.
And what kind of budgets would I expect to spend on Twitter? Because you said about £15 could get me some sort of coverage on Facebook.
Yes, I mean, anywhere from really £50 for a week, for example, you could have some exposure. But to put this into context, you know, some of the bigger brands that have that resource really do dominate Twitter ads. So, for example, I'm sure keen users of Twitter would see there's obviously a sponsored hashtag on some days that will appear normally on the left-hand side. You know, brands can pay anywhere up to £30,000 a day just to have that there. So it can be very expensive.
It certainly can, by the sound of it. that's brilliant. Now, if I was to, say, want to extend my campaign now and I want to look at some advertising on other websites, for example, pay-per-click may be the way I want to go. That's a term I've heard. Do you know what I'm talking about there? And can you explain a little bit about it for us?
Yeah, absolutely. So PPC or pay-per-click typically run through AdWords, which is for Google. Obviously, there is Bing as well. So if you wanted to appear on Bing, you have a separate kind of advertising account for that. However, you know, for the majority of search, obviously, Google and AdWords is where it's at. So with PPC advertising, you've got the search network, which you can appear on, which is where you simply appear in Google search results. So if you go to Google and obviously type in a particular service or product or whatever you're after, if it matches up to a key word or phrase that a company is bidding on, you'll be presented with the ad. And these are the sponsored listings that you see typically at the top of Google and now at the bottom as well.
Right. Okay. So do I have to decide exactly what I'm going to say within that advert to get my advert seen more appropriately than somebody else's?
You do. Yes. So in terms of the ad copy, you can obviously type within reason what you want there. It has to be enticing to naturally get the prospective customer to click. What you can actually do now as well, in terms of the ad copy, is you can have site extensions and site link extensions, which are essentially extra links that you see underneath the ad as well. So it might be, for example, like buy now or 50% off. So you can actually extend your ads with extra clickable fields within the actual copy.
Right. And then from a budget point of view, do I pay for each time someone clicks? Is it literally pay per click?
It is, yes. I think one thing to be clear is you'll never... So, for example, let's say you've got a campaign and you're selling sunglasses, for example. You would never pay, and you're bidding on the term, I don't know, men's sunglasses, for instance. and your maximum bid is £1. So the maximum you'll ever pay for a click would be £1. If, for example, you're only competing with one other person in the market and their maximum bid is 50p, you'll pay, you know, no more than probably 51 pence or 50p, for example. You'll just be outbidding the nearest kind of competitor in terms of price.
Right, so I have to bid in order to get my advert seen, do I?
Absolutely. It is essentially an auction site. That's what it is. You're bidding against competitors for visibility in Google-sponsored listings.
Right, OK. Well, it all sounds a bit complicated for me as a small business. So am I best to get an agency like City involved in this, or is it something I can do myself?
Ideally, I mean, obviously I'm somewhat biased, but I would recommend going down the agency route, of course. But also what you need to bear in mind, if you do get it wrong, it can be quite costly. So you do need to take that into account. Sometimes it can be more cost effective and you can actually see the results, such as a return on investment, by using a, you know, a good agency that has experience.
And presumably you would be able to design a campaign for me. So am I able to come to you and say, look, Craig, I've got an idea here. I want to sell my sunglasses. Mm-hmm. And then you would take me through all that and do it on my behalf. How would you actually work it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think first and foremost, at City, what we would do is we'd take time to understand your business, understand your customer, and understand your requirements first before even getting into that. Thereafter, once we have an understanding, you know, we'd look at your requirements and we'd look to build out a campaign. We'd be fully transparent in what we do, and of course, you know, involve the client as much as they'd like to be involved. And we would essentially agree it, of course. The client would always see our work beforehand, before sign-off, and then we would run the campaign. But, you know, we're business built on really being transparent as well, so we would be given these be creating reports each month as well.
Brilliant. That sounds incredible. Craig, it's been wonderful speaking to you, and I'm sure we could probably speak all night on this subject. There's so much more to talk about, isn't there? If someone wants to get hold of you, how would they actually go about that? I know you're a new agency, so you're just in the process of doing your website. So what email address have they got, for example?
Yeah, absolutely. If they wanted to contact myself, so it would be craig.gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N, @ cyti.co.uk. That would probably be the best starting point for now. But we're also on Facebook and all the social media channels out there at the moment, if you did want to connect with us that way and message us as well.
That's brilliant. It's been a pleasure speaking to you, Craig. Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Cat Business Show. For more information about me, my business school, and to listen to past shows, please visit cat.uk.com. Bye for now.